We are learning Maseches Barbasra, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, going back to the sugya of Shoshvinus. It says Shoshvinus Nigvus Bebezdim, which means it's Mamshik Sid like a Chayiv, that if I go to Beryl's Chasana and I eat by his Chasana and I give him a nice gift, he has to come back to my Chasana, eat by my Chasana, and also give a gift. Tanu Rabbanan. There are five things that are said by the halacha of Shoshvinus. First of all, Nigvus Bebezdin. First of all, if I go to Beryl and pay for his chasana, when I make chasana, I could demand Beryl pay back the same money. V'chezeres b'inasa. When is the chiyuv chal? It's chal when I make a chasana. Until then, he doesn't have to pay back. And the third thing is v'einba mishum ribbis. If he gives more than I gave him, there's no ribbis. Even though it's a chayv, there's no ribbis. Let's see why. The Gemara will explain each one. V'einah shvius tapam obeis. If we pass through a shvius, it does not knock off the chayv. And if it comes back to our family, because the person who did the shvius is not alive anymore, and it goes back to the family, there's no pishnayim for the bechar. Like we had before, it goes la'emtza, there's no din pishnayim on the bechar, because it's considered roi'u and not a mukhsik. So now the Gemara explains each one. Nigvis bebezdin, and the Rishvam has a gear, so nigvis bebezdin, and the second halacha that V'chezeres ba'inasa. What's the pshat? My timer. K'mil v'dam yitz regla hava. So it's not due until it's due. First of all, it's niggas v'bezim because it's hava. But the hava is due b'shas when you make a chasana, and therefore that's when it's paid. Ve'im b'mashem ribis. Why? The lav adayta d'hochi yavle. If he gives extra, it's not because of the hava. Like the Rashbam speaks out, Shem rotza peiches loy. El m'tech simcha v'reyes harbe v'dayren. The Rashbam means he doesn't have to give the extra. He's giving the extra pasha because he wants to make it more freilich, so he gives extra, not because of the chayv. The chayv is only, he only has to give exact amount for the chayv. It's still a little shver when we come to Hilchos Ribbis, we're not getting into it now, because here it's b'shas parayin. Again, there's a raya over here that even b'shas parayin, if it's 100% sure that it's just for a different reason, there's no ribbis. Number four was ve'ein ha'shvius misham tasa. Why not? You know why? Because it was not chal yet. Only time shvius knocks off a chayiv, it was chal already. Here you didn't make chasana yet, so it wasn't chal yet. The loy karina be lo yigos. There's no lo yigos yet because it didn't reach the time when you have to pay. Ve'ena b'char noitel b'shnayim. Why? The havle royu ve'ena b'char noitel b'royu kum muchzik. It's considered potential profit, potential income, and not muchzik income, and therefore the b'char is not take b'shnayim.
In this case, yeah. When the father died, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
When is the
when the first guy makes chasana, when the first one makes chasana, when the first person makes chasana in the family.
We had a
tzad, if you send one person, and when Reuven makes chasana, when the father's Reuven. If he doesn't, then the first person makes chasana. In the family, they get it. Because that's the father's chasana. The first time the father makes chasana for the next kid, that's when it happens. That's when it's chal. Pashtus. That's when it's chal. Because it was the father's chiyuv, and the father passed on the chiyuv to the kid, the havah to the kids. That works. So you can pass on to the havah to the kids. So, the only time we have ritvah's kasher was only in the case where it was a yavam. That's where shver. I don't know if the elms learned sort of ritvah, but there was a kasher when it was a yavam. That's shver, because the yavam was the one who was really the guy who died is really one who was chayev to, and he dies. How can the yavam take it over? He's not here. The guy who was chayev to is not here. That's a good kasher. That's the ritvah asks. Which in the Gemara's Teretz is answered that the case was after Shabbat Brachos. Already the guy was about Shabbat Brachos. That listened to yesterday's shiur. You heard about that. So to Gemara, Omer Rav Kahana, Klolo de Shvinusa. What's the klal of Shoshvinus? Have a b'masa a b'ril mesa. If he's in the same city, he has to come and eat there and pay for the Shoshvinus. That's the halacha. Now, Shoma Kol Tavlo, if he heard, he was not in the same city, but he heard that they sent out invitations, you know, by the way of like ringing a bell, and he heard about it. So b'ril mesa, he should have came to the city, to the chasana. Loi Shoma Kol Tavlo, if he didn't hear about the chasana, he still has to pay. He still has to pay, but the Baal Simcha should have told him about it, and Tarumis Islay, Shalom Mishalim. He has Tarumis, why don't you tell me? I would have came to the chasa to eat there. Now I have to pay, even though I'm not eating. Am I gaining any food here? But so he kept highness, but he still has to pay for the Shvinas. Va'at Kama, how much does he have to pay? Which means, Lamaisi didn't eat. So he's going to deduct some of the Shashvinas that he was going to pay. For example, let's say when Reuven went to Beryl's chasana, he ate there and he paid $1,000 for the chasana. when Beryl comes back to Reuven's chasana, he missed the chasana. So he has to, he owes him money, he doesn't give him $4,000. Mice, because he didn't eat there. He deducts something. How much did he deduct? So it said, depends how much the Shvinas was. Amar Abaya. Nogu b'nei genona adzuza, if they were giving a zuz, so then, I see b'kape achla b'kresi. Whatever he would have brought would have been eaten up, so he doesn't give anything. I didn't eat, I don't give anything. Adarba, if it was 4 zuz, that's how much you gave the Shvinas. B'shalom palga, you knock off half. You knock off half. Because you would have got more food. When you pay more shvinas, you get better meal also. You figure out how much you would have paid, how much you would have wined and dined you, and you figure that out. You have to figure out what a bezdin to figure out how much you could deduct from shvinas because on maisa you were not at the chasana, you were not there. Now, next price teaches us that it's mamish tit for tat. Tanur avonim also imay bepumbi. Let's say when Reuven went to Beryl's chasana, it was a huge chasana, and he gave it a nice donation, and it was a very big simcha. Now, when Reuven's making chasana, he wants to get paid back from Beryl, or because last year he made, he wants to make a small chasana. Why? The response has two reasons why. Either because it's an ace sara, so he doesn't want to make a big thing, or because he doesn't have the same money for that, he doesn't want to spend so much money. So, The Beryl Katayna, I'm not paying for that. I'm only paying for when you make a big chasana like I did. So I'll do with you a pumbi chasana. I'll help you out. Just like you did with me. But if you make a small chasana, I'm not doing that. I say imoy bepsula. If Beryl married a psula, Reuven came to that chasana. Or because last time Amana. Now Reuven is marrying Amana. If you marry a psula, I'll pay. Like you did with me. The same thing like this. If Reuven went to Beryl's second marriage, now Bikish Lassim Rishayna, and now Reuven's making a first time chasana, which is actually more money now, it's a bigger pumbi, a bigger thing. I'll do it for your second chasana. So the Rishash brings a right from here, that's always tit for tat. For example, the first case, Asim Pumbi, let's say Asim Bitsina, and now Beryl's chasana was small, now Reuven's chasana is bigger. Also, I can say, I only come up with a small thing. You see from this Gemara like that, the case of Shnia and Rishayna. That's the Rishash Zeraya. Aseim way ba'achas, if he, that's a regular case. Reuven went to Beryl for one chasana, but now when Beryl's back to pay back, bikashim las b'shtayim, he wants to do that, I'm going to marry two wives, I want you to split up the shvinas. Give me half for this chasana, and then a few months later I'm doing my second wife, make the rest of the money. I'm only doing the exact thing that you do for me. The bottom line is, Shoshinus is chayiv. If you do the exact same thing that you did for him, it's timamish tit for tat. That's how it is. And now the Gemara mentioned Pumbi. Gemara doesn't have a single garot on Pumbi. Before we do that, I just want to speak out that in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach, it's a very small simen, even though Shoshinus is a lot. You know why? He says, since it's not noig with Marazeh, ain't laharach bakach. The bottom line is, Shoshinus is not negay today. I think I heard from one of the shurim, someone saying that even shvinas some places are negated today. It's not just shvinas that. That is in certain places, by the Sephardim taka they have, that you go to a chasana, they all expect to give a certain amount of money. That's 100% true. When they go to a chasana, as a present, it's very accepted that by certain Sephardim that's how they pay for the chasana. All the presents go to pay for the chasana, not down to the kids. And it's expected, someone comes to the chasana, they give, you know, and he was saying over this Magid Shir, that they give 700-800 shekel, they give, and he's right, they give it that much money. But it's not din shoshvinis. Shoshvinis is din nigvis bebezdin. It's a real din shoshvinis. It has all these halachas that not, the Mechaber said, who actually is a Sephardi, said that it's not negei b'zman hazeh. So the din shoshvinis is not negei b'zman hazeh. There is some form of shoshvinis today where people give presents. So I'll think more about it. Tana Rabbanan. Nichsin otir, now this is now a garata gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Atir nichsin or atir pumbi, someone who's rich because he has a lot of real estate, that's nichsin, or pumbi means he has a lot of animals, that's what makes him rich. He's it's very recognizable that he's rich. That, what's compared to that in learning-wise? Zehu bal hagadis. That's the person who knows a lot of hagadis. He can speak drush because he is called all over to speak, and everyone knows now that he's a Talmud Chacham because he can speak at every single function because he has a goddess, and that everyone could, that's a Shavuot Nefesh, and therefore he's someone that everyone knows he's a Talmud Chacham. Now, Olat Minichama compared to other type of businesses. Otter Shloim, a guy who's rich because he's a Shulchani, which means he has new type of business every day, different type of Shloim every day. Atter Tekua, so Rishbam HaSub Shatmat Tekua, either means that he has different houses in different places, so he gets different type of profits, or it means he works in the oil industry and a lot of different oils. So he's the type of guy who has a new taste of different business every day. That's the Baal Pilpul. Baal Pilpul also, when he learns, he has a new taste in every piece of learning every day. Atir Meshach, Atir Kamas, someone who works in Meshach, which is an Anshe Midos, it's like weighing things, Tvua, that there you only make money once in a while when you sell a big amount. Or Oitzer, someone who stores things, and then it comes to the season, he sells. It means it's a seasonal item that he makes money in different seasons. Zeu Bali Shmuz. That's a guy who knows a lot of Shmuz, knows a lot of Lachas, knows a lot of different Mara Mekaymas. So sometimes when someone needs something, so then they need him. But you don't need him every day. But once in a while, when you need a good Mara Mekaymas, you come to him, and everyone knows now that he's a Talmud Chacham. But Akol Tzrich El Marich Chitaya. Everyone needs the one who has the chitim, because you can't have bread without chitim, and that is someone who knows Gemara. It means everyone knows these, the people who know Gemara, because those are the sugis of Talmud, that answer the Mishnayos, the Brises. That's the Ikka Talmud. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. So I think Gemara Vayita. Once you mention Gemara, we'll mention more about Gemara. Omrav Zera, Omrav Rav. May Dechsiv, Shetan Pasik in Mishlei. Kol Yimei Oni Ram, all the days of Oni are bad. V'toiv leiv, Mr. Talmud. Someone has a good heart. By him, it's always Yom Tov. So who is Kol Yimei Ani Ram? So Baal HaTalmud. That's someone who learns Gemara. That's very hard. It's always hard. His days, every day is a shvera day. It's hard Gemaras. V'toiv leiv, Mr. Talmud. Zeh Baal Mishnah, who learns Mishnah. It's easy. There's no kashas. Just read the Mishnah. That's one pshat. Rav Am is the opposite. Rav Ipcha is the opposite. When you learn Mishnah, you have no idea what's going on. So that's Kol Yimei Ani Ram. It's always bad. You never know what's going on. When you learn the Gemara, oh, it's Kashmak. That's what Rava says. Behind the Rava, Sharashmi, the Rava, Maidach says in the Pasuk, Messiah Avonim Yotzev, someone who works, chisels the stones, Yotzev, will be itzavin toichalecha, that type of lashon, and it's a lot of work. Messiah Avonim Yotzev, Bekeh Eitzim Yisachav, someone who cracks the wood, he'll warm himself with it, that's Messiah Avonim. The one who's working on the Avonim, working very hard, Yotzev, Eilu Bali Mishta, that's Bali Mishta, because they don't have pshat and everything. Someone who cracks Eitzim, he'll warm himself. Elu Bali Talmud. Those are the people who learn Gemara. So this is like Rava, that Gemara is more geshmak than Mishnah. You get all the answers. Rav Chanina Amar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, Zeh Sheyesh Lo Isha Ra'a. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im means someone who has a bad wife. Every day is bad. Toiv Lev, Mr. Talmud, someone who has a Toiv Lev, he has Mr. Talmud, Zeh Sheyesh Lo Isha Ra'a, means every day by him is a Yontif. Rabbi Ani Yomer Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zeh Istnis. That's someone's Istnis. By him, supper's never good. His cheer is never good. His coat's never good. He's Istnis. But his life every day is terrible. But Toiv Leiv, Mr. Tomid, Zeh Shdaati Yofa. Someone who's easygoing. He can get anything he wants for supper. Anything he wants, he can sit on. He's gevaldik. He's perfect. He has a good life. Rabbi Yechon Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zeh Rachmon. Someone who's too big of a Rachmon is Ani Ra'im, because he's always Tzaras around. He's always being Rachmanas at everyone. Toiv Leiv, Mr. Tom, is Achzari, there's Achzari. This is hard to understand, but Achzari is a good thing, I don't know. But maybe Achzari means he's a normal person, and he's not always a big Rachman. I'm not sure, Pshan, this Gemara, I cannot find anyone who talks about it. Rav Shubba Leiv, Omar, Koyme Oni Ram, Zesh Daitek Tzara. That is someone who has no patience, and he's a captain, he gets angry at everyone, so he has only Koyme Oni Ram. But Toiv Leiv, Mr. Tom, is Zesh Daitek Tzara. Someone who's easygoing, and he does not get angry, and he has patience. By him, he has a much better life. Vayit in the Gemara, Daf Kufman, Vavam, and Alvar, Meshuv Levi, the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, this is the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, like Moshe points out, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im means that all the days of Ani are bad. He never has a good day. Every day has to schlep from Mezoinus. He has no money. Great thing, Gemara, Vayikah Shavuos Yom Tov, Shabbos Yom Tov, all the time for Shabbos, they give you money for Shabbos, that's for sure. That's just called time for Shabbos. Shabbos Yom Tov, he always has food. What's the big deal? Well, why is Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im? My answer is because it's Shmuel. I'm a Shmuel. Shinu Vesa has Tchilas Choyli. Some of the Gari is Choyli Ma'ayim. Because he eats every day bran flakes, and all of a sudden on Shabbos he has this fat meat and duck and chicken. It's not good for his stomach. And that's why it's Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. Even Shabbos Yom Tov, because he has stomach problems on Shabbos. Now, Gemara ends off with a Ben Sira. Ben Sira is Svarim HaKitzayinim. It's not part of the Torah, obviously. Say Ben Sira, as on Koyme on Ram, Ben Sira, Af Leilis, even at night. Not only the day, night also is terrible. Why? Beshval Gagam Gagam, because his house is always a lower house, and when it rains, it drips on his roof. So the whole night he hears the dripping sound from the rain. Beshval Gagam Gagoy, Matar Gagam Lagag. The mother forced one gag to his gag, Barum Haram Karma, and then Lemaisa, his Kerem, his vineyard, is on top of the mountain. No usher wants to go on top of the mountain. So they give it all to the Aniyim, and he puts in fresh soil, and when the rain comes, it takes all the soil and puts it lower down. Up for Karma Lekromim, and his soil goes down, down. So he never has a good day. He never has a good day. Not by day, not by night. By night he can't sleep. And by day, his Nechasim get rained out, and that's the plight of an Aniyim.